ex, honey. She knew her ex was cheating because of his polished eggplant. Ooh. We'll chew on that.
Says the journalist creeped her out early on in her acting career, and it was not me.
Also, Drew Barrymore has turned into a scary robot.
We're sip on that tea.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Hey! And we have our friend Songbird and actress Tamar Braxton in the building. What up, Tay?
Hey, y'all. Let's get into it, right? Well, I'm so excited, because, girl, I heard Britney's fans won't let her live.
No, they won't, girl. Britney Spears has had it, y'all, with her overprotective fans. Now, some fans got concerned about the pop princess after her Instagram account went MIA. And, child, they called 911 to pull up the Brit Mansion for a welfare check. Listen to this.
And who would you like us to check on?
Britney Spears.
Okay, and why do you feel that she needs to be checked on?
There's been suspicious activity online, and now her account has been deleted.
Are you related to her?
I am not.
Okay. Hold on the line for me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No.
Child, let me tell y'all. Child, Britney told the authorities she's not surprised her fans did this because they love her. But nonetheless, she was hella annoyed. And if you listen to the entire call, the fans were bossy, and they wanted to know who 911 passed the information to.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what's wrong with them?
Crazy.
Because things be seeming off over there. Like, I was more concerned when she was posting on social media. Yeah, just was a little
You couldn't get into her two counts.
Well, y'all be pissed off if y'all fans honey called 911 because they were just trying to check on y'all.
I mean, I would appreciate it.
Really?
Yeah.
And what did they think? She was a hostage or something? Yeah,
possibly.
Some of those videos was giving, you know, because they was even doing things. They was even doing a thing where it's like, all right, Britney, if you're okay in your next video, wear a black shirt. And like, she would humor them and wear a black shirt in the next video and stuff like that just to let the fans know she was okay. So when you completely go AWOL and that's the only way the fans had to keep in touch with you, it'd be crazy. That's but next time when her ass is stuck behind a couch and no one's checking on her, they're going to wish someone called 911.
Not stuck behind a couch.
Well, baby, Miss Pamela Anderson, honey, is spilling all the tea, honey, in her new Netflix documentary. Now, she detailed y'all how she found out her pre-Hollywood boyfriend, honey, was cheating. Tamar, can you tell us what she said?
I think I can. Mm-hmm. He was having an affair with somebody. Mm-hmm. And when you see your boyfriend washing his penis in the sink, there's a sign that he's probably having an affair. That's nasty.
That doesn't seem sanitary. That's where my that's where my plates and silverware go.
That's where your plates and silverware go, not hers. His penis goes.
But
there,
are we talking about the kitchen sink or the bathroom sink? Yeah, what sink we talking about? Yeah.
Does it even matter? I mean, to the defense of men out there who've been caught in this uncompromising situation, it is not uncommon for us to sometimes go to like a popular fish sandwich spot and ride home with the sandwich in our lap as we bring it home to
Oh, girl, he's saying y'all stink.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
you know what?
He had fish on his lap.
I'm trying to cover
for all y'all. I'm
trying to look out, man.
Oh, that's
okay, if you walk in and you see your man washing his joint in the sink, what's the first thought that comes to mind?
Who was she or he?
I want to know who it was.
To me, it just instantly sounds like a whole bath.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. What's a whole bath?
What's a quick wash up?
Yeah, like a bird bath.
At the sink.
Yeah, it might be, you know, also known as the bird bath, but for hoes.
We learn a lot here on Dish Nation.
Do boys usually wash their, like, penises throughout the day? Is that a guy thing? Something we don't know about?
Depends on like, how active you've been within the day.
Like
Sometimes if you go to the gym, you're working out, and then you don't powder up, Heavy D and the boys can get a little funky.
Yeah.
You know,
you gotta
do what you gotta do.
Heavy D and the boys. Yeah.
We in a new dance.
Moving on. Anne Hathaway was only 16 years old when she became a star. But unfortunately, her first experience doing press was a little strange. Well, doing an appearance at the Sundance Film Festival this past weekend, Anne spoke about the creepy encounter and said, I just remembered one of the very first questions I ever got asked when I started acting and had to do press was, are you a good girl or a bad girl? Now, I can see how that can come off creepy, but what y'all think? Is that creepy?
It is kind of creepy.
I think it's a little weird.
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that creepy, though?
Exactly. That's not creepy to me. It just asks the question. Are you good?
It depends on the tone. Like,
yeah, but why you want to know?
You guys said it with your tone
up, right?
Yeah.
Y'all explain according to me, the Princess Diaries, and you're supposed to be a princess. Are you a good or bad princess?
Well, it depends. Like, if it's a dude asking, you know how creepy men get.
Yeah, it's the glasses, it's the school uniform.
You ain't it's her being girl, you a good girl or a bad girl.
I'm just saying.
Now, Tamar and Brad, now, what's the wildest question y'all have been asked, like, in an interview?
It turns when people start asking, like, about your sex life. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, when's the last time? Or, like... Yeah.
Yeah, or your sexuality. I used to get up and walk out. Because back then, it's cool. Don't ask about who.
Hello?
Hello? I ain't losing my job like Ellen.
Okay, bitch. Nah.
No, ma'am.
For the right, y'all, now to promote the movie Megan, Drew Barrymore had Allison Williams on her show, but it wasn't a regular schmegula interview. Now, Drew dressed up as the AI doll and danced like she does in the movie, you know?
Lord.
She was giving it up. No. Now, she even interviewed Allison as Megan, and things went a little off the rails when Allison pointed out that Drew's contacts had got a little wonky. Check it out.
I'm just continuing to adjust in real time.
How are my eyes now?
You're right. You're right. Your right eye has gone on a vacation.
Oh. Here.
Oh,
looking real creepy.
You know, but it looked like Drew Barrymore could be like in Megan 2.0 or something like that. She got the look.
Drew Barrymore looks like original Megan, like the American doll version of Megan from the 80s.
Yeah, I
like it.
Man.
I just like the commitment. Also, it took me a minute to realize that Allison Williams was the girl from Get Out.
Yeah.
It took me a minute.
Like,
Yes.
She did such a good job in Get Out. When I was watching Megan, I was instantly triggered. I was like, I don't trust her.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like you.
She did a good-ass job.
Yeah. All right, now, if y'all saw the Netflix show Inventing Anna, you know the story of the fake German heiress, Anna Delvey, a.k.a. Anna Sorokin. Mm-hmm. Well, now it seems like Anna wants to get real because she's shopping around a reality show called Delvey's Dinner Party. Anna, who's still on house arrest, by the way, would invite people over for dinner at her New York City apartment and talk candidly about her life and crimes.
What?
Tamar, you want to tell us what she said?
Okay, I'll try. Okay. That is nothing like the experience of bringing together a curated group of friends to share life stories and enjoy a great culinary experience.
It's like she's in the room.
There are levels to it. You know, she was scamming the mega rich at some point. I'm sure she scammed poor people. So maybe this is her working her way back up. Like, you're doing what you can do while you're under house arrest.
Yeah.
You got to keep the money coming in at some point or another because you're on house arrest. You can't go outside and work.
You got to eat. So.
Yeah, so that's a good idea.
Might bring two worlds together.
Y'all watch
it. With the ankle bracelet on.
I've never seen an ankle bracelet turned into high fashion.
Listen, I like how she don't hide it. It's like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
All my friends, honey, be hiding theirs, honey. So I think
everybody
it's good,
I know
honey.
Hide theirs, too. Mm-hmm.
It's always something when you look at somebody and you're like, what's going on in that sock, and then you go ding ding ding, you're hiding your ankle bracelet.
I had one child, and I wore shorts. I ain't hide mine either.
Nah. You didn't?
No.
You didn't have the slouch sock ministry?
No. I wore no shoes, okay?
And I'm so naive, but I saw Brad with it. I was like, she really keeping up with her steps.
So are the police.
Okay. Yes, honey.
Order her steps, okay?
Okay.
Up next, did Chris Brown, honey, just open a department store with his own clothes?
Ooh.
We got the details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Okay, y'all, now this is like flexing at its finest, okay? Mm. Chris Brown's clothes collection is so expansive, he has now been forced to construct what he says is a department store right outside of his house. Yes, y'all. So CB took to his IG story to reveal his extensive clothing collection, which included racks of hoodies, t-shirts, and jackets, and told fans he had just built this space, okay?
Mm.
He better work it on out.
When you got so much stuff, what else are you supposed to do, though?
Exactly.
Either you're going to knock some walls down in your house and make a bigger closet, or you're going to build something. What are you going to do with your stuff? You can't give everything away.
I have those little portable closets. I bought some portable closets from the container store. Mm-hmm. So I put some of my clothes there, and then in my houses, I just send the summer clothes to one house and
you
winter bags.
Out.
Yeah, you just wipe it out.
That's real smart.
That's very smart, honey. But I mean, I love clothes, and I give away clothes. But I'm not going to give you my good stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, honey.
And you with the shakiest hand that I put together that little Goodwill box sometimes to put things up. Because you just feel like certain things are going to come back in style.
Exactly.
But,
or they mean something to you.
Yeah.
You got to let it go, y'all. You got to purge.
But I can say there's three of us at this table, honey, and we could just sit here and talk about this all day. But we do buy a lot of clothes, and we do save a lot of clothes.
I don't buy a lot of clothes.
Don't look at me like that. Come on, we get out of clothes.
Yeah, the man who bought closets he can ship.
Right.
You have clothing houses.
Right.
Yeah. I see my, that's my clothes now.
18 wheels of clothes.
Yeah, you're talking about yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, y'all. Well, speaking of clothes, WWE star Nikki Bella recently explained why she decided to wear a wedding dress she bought while she was engaged to John Cena when she married Artem Chingvintsev last summer. She told reporters, "I went back and forth with that decision. For me, it reflects how I stand as a strong woman. I was like, wait, why should I not wear what I love because of my past? It just didn't make sense to me." She then added she wouldn't wear it only if her fiancé had a problem with it. So, ladies, what I'm curious, Tamar, Brat, is she wrong? Is she right?
I think she could wear what the hell she want to wear. It's her dress. If she paid for it, if she like it, she can do what she want to do. Who cares?
I'm actually
shocked.
Why?
Because a lot of times, you know, when we have similar conversations like about stuff like this, you know, whether it be dish or radio, you know, oh, you was going to give that engagement ring to this woman and now it didn't work out, so now you give it to me. People always sometimes seem like
but
they want a hard
dress.
Set.
It's not a dress.
I look at it all the same.
It's
to me, I don't think none of it matters.
It's not the same. You ain't finna give me the same ring you bought some other bitch.
Oh, there we go. Now we
that's a different story. My dress is my dress. I can wear it for whoever.
A ring is a ring.
No, baby.
Head crack, I agree with you.
Also, just want to throw out there real quick, she was engaged to like the big, giant, buff wrestler, but you know who made her happy? It was the man who could dance. So I just want to say that out there. Sometimes it's not necessarily the first thing you're looking for. I'm just saying.
What, big things?
Well, no, I wasn't talking about that. John Cena's huge. You know, he's like a...
Is he? Well,
he's like a professional wrestler. He's a large dude.
Well, you need to be specific, honey, when you start using the words huge and large around.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because we like big things.
I done probably got a little more, you know, swerve in his hips.
A little more motion, maybe?
Yeah, a little more.
That electric boogaloo.
All right, y'all. Up next, find out why the Razzies are getting slammed for their latest nomination of the Worst Actress. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. It's time for a Dish Debate. Now, you've probably heard about the Razzie Awards, right? Mm-hmm. They're kind of like the opposite of the Oscars because they call out the worst in the film industry.
Uh-oh.
Now, the Razzies pissed people off on Monday because this year's nominations got announced, and they nominated a 12-year-old girl by the name of Ryan Kiara Armstrong for Worst Actress for the Firestarter remake.
Wow.
Now, she was only 11 years old when the movie was made, and people felt the way, right? Mm-hmm. So after the backlash, the organizers removed her from the nominees and announced a new policy. The new and under 18 would be nominated in the future because everybody's supposed to get a participation award even if you're terrible. They went on to say, "We all make mistakes, very much us included. Since our motto is own your bad, we realize that we ourselves must also live up to it."
Right.
But being the best of the worst is being the best of something.
Oh,
all started with Apollo Kids when they made it to where, like, you can't boo the people.
Yeah.
Some of them kids on Apollo Kids was terrible. And you can see the people shaking and the stand.
But they
wanted to boo.
We have to encourage the youth.
Well, if kids want to do grown folks' work, honey, they need to suffer grown folks' experience. You want to do movies like grown folks? This is what we do.
So as a 12-year-old, you're supposed to get dressed up and go to the Razzie.
Uh-huh.
And
like
get your... No. Yeah.
It's a trashy show. If there was a Razzie for, like, Worst Dish Nation Host and you got nominated, Gary, would you show up?
You're damn right, bitch. I have the last outfit on accepting my award, honey.
I believe
that. You got the wrong one for that one.
All right, everybody. Another performer who just got knocked down a peg or two is country singer Dustin Lynch. And it was his friend Luke Bryan who did it. What? Mm. Yes, Luke straight up roasted Dustin when he introduced him at a music festival in Mexico. Check it out.
No one has drank more liquor. No one has vomited more. No one has taken more drugs. No one has taken more IVs. No one has passed more STD tests than this next gentleman. He's got a clean bill. He does not have diseases. Give it up for Dustin Lynn.
Child the ghetto. Well, since then, Luke went on Instagram and said that Dustin is one of his dearest friends, and it was just sarcasm.
Oh.
What? Okay, so Tana, I need to know about your people. You have to explain this.
Yes. That's the spokesperson for the Caucasian delegation. Yeah, it seems like I understand what he was trying to do. Unfortunately, he just wasn't funny. If you're going to, like, blast your friend on some sarcasm, it better at least be kind of funny and make people laugh. Like, one of my best friends told a bunch of people that that I look like Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter if he drank Monster Energy drink. And, and that's funny. That's funny. Like, I get it, you know? But just be like, he's vomited all the times and had all the STDs. That's a little, you know.
And sometimes it's just all about the tone of the delivery. If he had nailed it, maybe put a little higher inflection. Because, like, I think a lot of people thought he was serious.
Right.
And meant what they were saying. So, it came off a certain way.
You know, actually, that happened to me. So my good friend Todrick Hall said something about me and Big Brother House. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
And he's my good friend. And so, you know, I kind of had to take the fact that he probably, you know, didn't mean it like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of got to have your friends back in public.
Take it out.
Brad read me all the time. I don't pay no attention.
That would be you, niece, that reads me, niece. Okay?
Anyway, baby, honey, food is expensive.
Ain't it?
But, baby, not for us fine ladies, honey. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, you guys, it's time for
Dishes
In. Okay, so check this out. A popular TikToker by the name of Vivian Wu claims that she went on 6 dates a week and didn't have to buy groceries for 2 years. Mm. Now, the former Wall Street trader revealed her food hustle in a now viral TikTok video, but she claims that she was just joking. Mm. Vivian is now saying she didn't go on dates just for food, but she did notice an ease on her finances.
The infamous foodie call. Is that some people call the ministry? Yeah, it's the thing.
6 dates?
Yeah.
Every day? Absolutely not. I'm tired for her.
But if that's her on the picture, though, honey, she saved a lot of money, baby. This girl wearing her Van Cleef earrings. Honey, so.
Hello. You had Van Cleef all day.
Some dates too, baby, to get my earrings and not have to buy no food.
But have you ever been on a date with somebody and you knew you were being used for food?
Oh, yes.
No.
Really?
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh,
like, what do you mean, Tanner? Yes, how does that work?
How does that feel?
Just like. You ever look at somebody and you're just like, you're probably a little hungry.
What?
And I'm like, there's a lot of skinny people, you know, and it's like, you just know that you're probably a little hungry.
Oh my gosh.
I can't imagine that.
We need to start the Tanner Thomason Foundation where, like, we raise money for hungry chicks of, like, southwestern LA. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a vibe. Because usually the hungriest people will go the distance. In relationships,
we need to start a franchise.
Yeah,
like Hungry Chicks of Atlanta, Hungry Chicks of Chicago.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.